Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I'm out on James Franklin of Virginia Tech.
Was it the laughing during it? I saw Albert tweeting out a video about the laughing. And Albert didn't insinuate this, but now I'm insinuating it, as if there was like plants in the press conference to basically make it seem like he was the funniest person ever.
Could have been the guy that I used to work with in Charlotte, Kyle Bailey, who's a total trout sniffer.
Oh, you think so, huh? You think he was the one laughing in these?
Oh, he's the biggest kiss ass I ever met.
Okay, then.
And I've met people that work on this station.
Yeah.
He is.
Okay, then.
He is. And then
I've never met the guy.
I don't know. And then one day he'll come in and be like, well, guys, I think I was right about telling you about. It's like, stop. You're from Virginia. Stop with that accent.
So you think that was his laugh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I couldn't confirm it. But it sounded like a trout sniffer, and Kyle Bailey is most certainly a huge trout sniffer.
Okay. Nice to know you guys liked each other.
It's just one of two guys I'd never work with again for any amount of money on the planet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think I know the other guy.
Yeah. Would you have like a name?
No.
For him? No.
That's uncouth.
We're just having fun.
I think I know.
We might have discussed it in great length.
James Franklin, great head coach there.
That being said, I'm out on James Franklin of Virginia Tech, who, again, great hire. Proven, recruits that area well. I think they're not going to have national expectations. The expectation will be just to be among the playoff periphery and maybe not in it every year. That's where James Franklin belongs. But the reason I'm out is Virginia Tech is from Front Office Sports. In addition to hiring James Franklin, the school has approved $229 million for its athletics department. The Hokies are calling it the Invest to Win. That is just lame.
Doesn't Penn State have a really lame name for theirs that they that came out after finding out basically that they have like $300 million that they could be spending on? Yep. They all have lame names.
Yeah, but that's the problem. That's why Penn State consistently underserved. This
all right,
is
so
like
you're NIL.
Signing a check to a lady of the night.
Oh, is that what this is?
For boom boom time.
One thing I love about like Texas Tech is that Texas Tech at least seems like they're very upfront about it just being oil money.
Yes.
And it's like all the signs are like, hey, we're oil rich. It doesn't matter what we do, basically.
It's a little too nerdy for me, right? Invest to win. I want to shove them in a locker.
In case you're confused about what the money's for.
Yeah. I thought it was invest because we're kind of bored.
This one is earmarked for winning.
Yes.
As opposed to years past where your money was earmarked towards obvious losing.
Now, this over here, this money, this is for existing, this is for winning, and then this is for, gambling debts, basically.
All the gambling debts. I'm trying to think of what the different names are for Texas Tech.
This is nerdy as hell.
It's nerdy, but
best to win. No.
I also don't know that we should be coming up with like really cool, catchy names for these things either. I kind of like the money people having lame names.
Shouldn't it just be the athletic budget? Like, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Slogans, by the way.
Yeah.
Slogans, unless it's just do it. Unless it's like a high level branding thing. What are we doing? A lot of slogans really stink. They do. Let's just be honest about it.
Like Texas Tech, though, not the NIL stuff, but the other stuff is like the Permanent University Fund, the Texas University Fund. It's kind of lame. I don't want to donate to those. I don't want to donate to the one that you're talking about with Virginia Tech either. I really just don't want to donate my money.
Should only be fun things.
It's the John Mulaney bit, though. I paid as much as the Civil War cost, and you want more from me?
Cars.
No, thank you.
Cars. Players.
I got a scholarship to school. I didn't pay a cent, and I have zero interest in donating to my school.
Cars, Players, and Toots Fund.
Didn't pay any money, and I have zero interest in donating.
Cars, Players, and Toots Fund. Bam. It tells you those are three things everyone can get behind.
We call them toots.
Yeah, right? The fun way. It's better than invest to win. This goes back to Electrolyte Tuesday. I don't know why I went there. Electrolyte Tuesday.
Your impression of Ken there for a second.
Versus just an eight ball in a safe house in Dallas in the 1990s. Like, I'm sorry. You can either have electrolytes or you can have a lot of fun in a room with whoever you want and some substances.
Can we talk about how confused I am of that, by the way, just for a second? Do you have clarity for me here? She called them electrolyte martinis.
Yeah. It's just water with it's electrolytes.
There's no alcohol involved here at all, right? Like, they're actual like martinis that they're putting
alcoholic.
A bunch of. In my mind,
you
I was
are such an alcoholic.
I was definitely thinking like they just.
These
I don't know.
Can't be martinis. They don't have any alcohol.
I was
in
thinking
them.
Like maybe they put some of the Propel packages in there into a martini.
I think that's
and that was like an electrolyte martini for
that's
them.
The worst.
And it was like this is how we get both best of both worlds.
See, here's the problem.
That sounds like she's on a date and the bartender. You have to like mix up this electrolyte
is
martini.
Is that the flavoring?
I now just. So badly want to just take a little vodka tonight, and I have electrolyte powder, and I just want to just try it, just see what it
What's
tastes
gonna
like.
What's going to happen? Nothing's going to. I use the you know the Mio Squirt things that are supposed to have all sorts of
you
different
can just
stuff
call
in
them
there.
Mio things. Yeah,
yeah. I use those. I put those with vodka all the time.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll do a couple squirts, mix it up. We're all good.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that.
In my mind, I was like, all right, kind of. Like, I was kind of lame.
Show
but
up to electrolyte
that's how,
martini
that's how
night.
They get down. What's even lamer thinking it's just a bunch of water and electrolytes? These yeah, guys, these squares are just sitting around just having, here's our packets of electrolytes and let's put it with water. This has to happen on a Tuesday?
You're not
this
wrong.
This feels like an everyday thing, if
you're,
anything.
You're not wrong. But I just want
it's the
you to show
thing
up
I've ever heard.
To Electrolyte Tuesday.
I thought they were real
with
martinis.
With some Mio in a cocktail.
I thought
and
we
just
were really
be like, hey,
down.
What's mine? I'll try yours.
I'm not even a martini guy, but I was like, all right, if they're into martinis. I thought that was the foo-foo part of the program. They're drinking martinis. Like, I don't know about that, guys.
Well, real men drink moonshine.
That whole convo was built on the idea that if Ashley went on a date with a guy and the guy ordered a martini, maybe that's the wrong guy for her.
Yeah. And she fought back on that one. Gotta say, the Ashley Bastock stock, she's an incredible guest, incredibly
Bastock
nice.
Stock goes so well.
The Bastock stock is going down. It's down the tubes.
That's a branding. We need some branding around the Bastock stock.
What about just the Bastock?
I don't know. I don't know why I'm wheezing again, but I guess wheezing is my answer.
It's probably the martinis.
I'm thinking of the
cheaper purpose.
It's probably
the meals and the martinis.
It's the cheaper purpose versus the sheep purpose.
Whatever
the hell we tried calling it earlier that didn't make any sense.
These just.
You do it now.
No,
it's your dumb name. No. You do it now.
The supporters versus
Shaporters.
The. It's been a long day, guys.
It's been a long
day. Just been a long day.
Very dumb.
We're having fun.
Hey, we're having fun. I was like, what lames? They're all just getting together.
I just would
putting
love
some Propel energy drinks into their martinis.
I just want
a
you to show up to the team facilities with booze and just like, all right, I'll try some of yours. You try some of mine. And just Mason Graham just spits it out like it's holy water.
You know there's like some football players from like the early 2000s that heard that on the broadcast
yes.
and thought to themselves, wait a second, this isn't my NFL.
If you told Michael
Not
Irvin,
in my NFL.
If you told Michael Irvin about what the hell's it, Electrolyte Tuesday, he would punch Mason Graham in the face.
Immediately.
And by the way, probably would do the same thing to Dylan Gabriel. And Dylan Gabriel would just never get out of the concussion protocol.
It's weird. They all live near each other, and so they're all just really tight friends.
Hey,
and they all just do this.
You having some electrolytes? Can I come over and can I get a little Mio? Can you give me a little squirt over there?
Their bodies are such temples, Nick. They couldn't possibly just get down on a Tuesday.
When I look at Mason Graham, I think his body is a temple,
right? That's the funniest part about all of this. Mason Graham, of all people, the man who looks like he should, if they were making a costume character of him, one would come with a 30 rack, okay? It would be right there. And he's the one that has to do Electro White Tuesdays. He hates the situation.
No, he doesn't. He hates it. He's behind it. He's like, progenitor.
I got there with Schlesinger and all these guys, and I thought we were all going to just have a good time, and everyone just wants to do Electro White Tuesdays, and now we're too deep into it, and I can't get out. He's like, I thought this was going to be an extension of college, and here I am. Just drinking up some Propels.
By the way, I think he's the whole driving force behind it. And by the way, because I think that's how Ashley put it. Am I fair? Like, am I remembering that correctly? Because initially I thought it was Dylan Gabriel, and I was like, wow, I am so beyond out on Dylan Gabriel.
She had that in the Mason Graham article, but I don't know that Mason Graham, he might be. He might be the leader of this. I'm not sure.
216-474-0092. Electrolyte Tuesday. Does this make you think? I mean, that sounds like something you'd do on a two-win team.
Oh, her headline: no garnish, no spotlight. Mason Graham is the electrolyte martini of Cleveland's defense. That is a banging headline.
That's not bad.
That is a banging headline.
The Bass stock going through the roof again.
She got the idea for that, and then that was the whole reason why the article was written.
All right, so let's see, martini.
Which
recipe.
Is funny because she's not much of the type of person to be like, hey guys, I actually had this like a month ago, or I actually was talking about this like way before everyone else, and she was very adamant, like, yeah, I was on this one. This was my story, and the broadcast just lifted it and took it as their own.
Well, you see. The electrolyte powder is like the gin in this, and then the water is like the dry vermouth. That's why it's like that's why it's an electrolyte martini.
Gabriel said, "We'll all get together and I'll shake up the electrolyte."
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think that looks like, JP?
He's just out here shaking.
He's a lefty.
He's Tom Cruise.
He's a lefty, so it's one of these.
Oh, what a lame. I mean, what an absolute lame.
Yeah, okay.
Dylan Gabriel, man, come on.
If Shador wants to win me over.
You're not even.
If Shador wants to win me over, he will cancel Electrolyte Tuesday. Effectively going forward.
Oh my God, what writing is this? Ashley, you're incredible. No fancy glassware, no olives, just a few teammates, electrolyte mix, and a rookie defensive tackle who would rather blend in than stand out.
Oh my God.
That's great. That's a good line. That's good.
We'll be back in like 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. In case you missed it, coming up in 20 minutes, let's rip the Band-Aid off. Can I maintain being Switzerland, or given the heightened nature of the Shador Sanders conversation, do I have to declare myself as a Shahater or Shaporter?
Dealer's choice. It's your call. It's whatever really you want to do with it.
Because I got to be honest with you, the anti-Shador folks who are also Cleveland Browns fans might just push me to do it.
I would prefer if you did, if we're being honest about it, but it's your call. It's whatever you want to do.
You know what it is? It's the Shapanic.
There's been a lot of Shapanic that has set in.
I mean, with, again, Ken has every right to feel the way that he feels, but hearing Ken say today, I expect him to be bad on Sunday. I'm like, that's just panic. That's living in our fears. I don't think we should be doing that. So, like, even hearing that, I'm like, what the hell are we doing? And, like, here's the thing. If Shador was Johnny Manziel off the field, meaning we had reports that he was not showing up to meetings, that he wasn't working hard, that he was partying, that he was getting in fights at the nine, I probably wouldn't be tempted to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But all I've seen is a kid be a really decent kid, a really decent human being, interested in other people, and people continue to hate him more. Again, he has not played outside of two quarters. He's not played in Cleveland. And the frustration with Shador has grown leaps and bounds every week.
It's kind of wild, and it's really nothing that he's done himself. But all right, so are you gonna rip the Band-Aid off, and you're gonna choose a side, or gonna remain with Switzerland? I couldn't even say it. We almost said something else. Did you have to dump that? You might have had to dump that.
No, you didn't have to dump it. It's fine. We're having fun.
Hey, we're having fun.
I don't know because on the same way I kind of chastised Albert for reacting to the noise around Shador.
I feel like the anti-Shador people, they've been waiting to choose a side, and they finally just got to choose that side for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they chose that side, they've just dug themselves even further and further. Like, even like Lima, for instance, and I don't even know if he truly is an anti-Shador person. If he doesn't like being labeled that, I'm sorry. I apologize. But like,
I don't care. But we apologize for nothing.
But like, the idea that like it seemed like in the past couple weeks, he then like legitimately chose this side that he was anti, and it just then you just kind of, all right, my feet's in the mud, and here we get after it now, and it just is one of those deals. And I feel like a lot of people have also entered from that same space as well.
I think that's what's driving it. Like
they didn't have to.
Yeah, like there's no reason to be anti-Shador to this point.
I feel like it was almost like, is there some obligation that they have to choose, as if it's a binary thing, a yes or a no? And you really don't have to. You can like him like I do. Or you can just say, okay, I guess we'll let this one play out. Like, you don't have to go to the anti side of this.
All right, so this is, I think, a very good point. As a football player, I think Shador he has more talent than a fifth-round pick. I do. I don't know that he's anything more than an average starter in the NFL. And that's an I don't know. So I think I'm more in on the person that Shador and less in on, like,
and that is
at football,
part,
I'm
that,
very much just prove it to me.
But that is part of it, though. And I hate that how, like, when we had, like, Scott McLuhan on, for instance, he pointed to the similarities between Baker and Shador. And the entire time, I've been trying to figure out exactly what it is. Obviously, there's on-field reasons why I liked both of them. But I do think there's something to the idea that Scott got to. And people hate this because you can't quantify it. But there's intangibles that Shador has that he possesses. There's things about Shador that is, you gravitate to that. Yes, that is a thing that he has, and a thing that I think does galvanize a locker room in a good way. And like that's hard to quantify. That's also, by the way, very hard to have all of a sudden be realized and materialized in a week. Like, one of the superpowers that someone like Shador has is something that I think really starts to take place when he is the QB1 of a team, and he's not been that here.
So I think, given, I think you said something about the people who've become Shahaters, almost as if they're obliged to make a yes or no choice on Shador. I don't want to be somebody who's making a choice, meaning like believing in the football player as opposed to the person because of the noise around him. So I think I'm going to remain Switzerland, but I would like it on the record that if I'm ever forced to choose, if it gets there, which it might get there on Monday, y'all bastards keep pushing, and I will be part of the Shahive.
I wish you were coming out of the Shahive, but it's fine. I'm not really. No part of the Shahive was thinking we were accepting applications for new people to come in anyway today. Okay, this wasn't. This is about as far as accepting new members are concerned. Not only did I think we're already at max capacity, I think this is about as down as our application process has been since, I don't know, since the actual day that he went in the fifth round.
All right, so 216-474-0092.
We don't blame you from that perspective.
I'm being accused. I think it's just a TB12 Forever is accusing me of blocking him on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube
We don't
chat.
Even know how to do that.
I do know how to do it.
I don't even know how to do that.
I wouldn't block anyone. I would just ignore you. I don't block people. I block people on Twitter because it's Twitter, but on the 92 Through the Fan YouTube channel, I feel like that's antithetical to the point of a YouTube channel.
Isn't he like a big commenter?
He is a big commenter.
Don't you want big commenters?
I would like them. He said he's...
You've read some things from him before. That's how I know that he exists.
That's how did I know that he was saying that I blocked him? Well, because I read it in the chat there. How would I...
I don't know.
The YouTube chat... Was
what's
moving
your impressions?
Along.
What's your impressions of the YouTube
moving
chat?
Moving along very well, and then some point in the 5 o'clock hour, got very antsy in the pantsy.
Really?
Just very, very fighty, very...
What are they fighting over?
Just everything. Just I think everybody's at the end of the day, and I think they're just a little grumpy.
Well, I think it's hard because I do think I think there's a lot of excitement for watching Shador, and I think that people like myself that just want to we want Sunday to go away, and we just want to just pretend it never happened, essentially. But the only way to do that is by playing another game and having him erase all those doubts. We don't have that for another 4 days.
Gonna be a fun week. Now, we do have to point this out because
a lot of time left.
As we have a lot of time left, we got about 6 minutes to talk about something that I thought was a bit, and now I no longer think is a bit. There was a tweet. It was a picture of Bill Belichick supporting his 24-year-old girlfriend, still very much ick, who I think it gets ickier here. Who competes in adult cheerleading competitions. Now, to be clear,
yeah,
we're not talking about like she's a cheerleader for...
like the University of Kentucky. No,
or,
not a thing.
Or the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
No. There are cheer competitions for fully grown adults where they assemble into troops and then they go compete against each other. And I will tell you, the relationship was already wildly problematic given that he's 50 years older than her. I think this somehow adds a level to it that I think I can't, like, I kind of feel like, yeah, Bill no longer should be allowed within 500 yards of a school. That's kind of how I feel about this.
All the way out on those two. Not that I was ever particularly in. Adult cheerleaders lose me. I don't understand it. And I'm the type of person, I'm like, I just like that people are active participants in life. I like that you have a hobby. Some things just aren't meant to be done as an adult. Adult cheerleading competitions?
Yeah, well, not
just
that.
You go state to state and you just kind of, you compete against people? What's going on here?
Well, not just that. They dress like you do in cheerleading competitions when you're in high school, down to the makeup and hairstyle.
And I get that. Like, you ever watch on Netflix the cheerleading show? I think it was just called Cheerleaders,
Sure don't.
I liked it. It was good. Like, I have so much respect for them as athletes, and I like that. But there was also, like, Navarro Community College that was going through. You know what I mean? Like, that's still young enough people that are like, hey, this is something we like to do. It keeps us active. It's a spirit of competition. But at, like, 24 years old, or even, people are 30 years old and are doing these adult cheerleading competitions, you just lose me. Yeah, I don't get it.
Actually, that's a great point. Is this a weirder look for him because he's dating a woman than going and supporting her at these cheer competitions?
I take her less seriously as a person now.
Yeah, and I didn't take her all that seriously in the first place.
I kind of always wondered, though, because you saw the CBS News video that leaked out and how they had met and everything like that. You almost wondered if there really was something there that we just all were missing. Like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, maybe I'm just not seeing it. Maybe she really is just incredibly this and that and that. I'm all the way out. All the way out, and not even being a prospect now.
Yeah, I think she's a full-blown weirdo.
I think so, too.
Now, in fairness, the dead giveaway was she's sleeping with a 74-year-old man.
That was the first sign?
At 24. Yeah, that should have been the first alarm bell. The next is that she's acting like a chatty drama queen from, like, sophomore year of high school in all of her interviews with everyone. Like, she's tweeting at Pablo Torre, you're welcome, for him getting the top podcast rating. I don't even know the hell it was. Like, the warning signs were there, but this is full-blown weirdo.
This is weirdo.
216-474-0092. We're going to try and move this to a... we're judging Jordan Hudson.
No, I hate this because I like people that have hobbies. I think, and I really try not to judge people's hobbies, mainly because mine's golf. So I really try not to judge people's hobbies, but this is weird.
I think we got to ask, if you are an adult that partakes in adult cheerleading competitions, we're going to try and approach, this is like, this isn't like Electrolyte Tuesday. We're going to try and approach this from an open mind standpoint.
Some things are weird. You go to furry conventions, it is a little weird. We can just acknowledge the weirdness of it, right?
I don't think furry is just something you're into. That's something to do with, like, I don't think people choose to be a furry.
Look at the defender of furries over here.
I just think I'm a big fan of the TCU quarterback.
Josh Hoover. What a defense.
Josh Hoover. Thank you very much.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said John Hoover.
No, not at all.
Oh, that was disrespectful.
I would never do that to Josh.
Now, But so like, yeah, but that's something you're just into in the bedroom. That's different than I'm an adult who goes and acts like I'm still in
the bedroom. They still go to conventions and such.
Well, no, but
all right. So is this on the level of like if you started like an adult football league at like 30 to just play around?
Dudes that play tackle football at 37.
Like clearly meant to be like, hey, past high school. Yeah, high school. Maybe go to college and play at a D3 or something like that. But past that, you probably just have to hang it up.
Yeah, guys, the CTE is not worth it. Like in the NFL, if you play to your 37 and you have cognitive issues, there's a financial reward for that. If you're 37 and you give yourself post-concussion syndrome because you're just bored with life, I gotta say, I think that's problematic. Mac?
I've seen some YouTube shorts recently, too, of like people will put like GoPros on their helmets, and it's a 38U league. And it's guys that'll pop up and immediately they'll start trash talking the other team and everything like that. And I'm just like, there's nobody here. What are you doing this for?
Yeah. Personal pride, which feels oxymoronic in this kind of situation. But even then, I at least understand. No, it's actually the same thing. Now that I think about it, it's the same thing.
Same thing.
It is. I was cool in high school and this was my peak. So now I'm going to do it 20 years later. And again, I can't say this enough. Playing tackle football in your late 30s or doing cheerleading competitions in your mid-20s when there's no financial upside to it long-term just feels like you just would really like to put back on the Letterman's jacket and, you know, be popular one more time.
This can't be how Bill envisioned his later years.
I
refuse to believe it.
You think Bill was sleeping with cheerleaders in high school? That dude, look at that dude. This is. I think the cheerleader thing makes it even better for him now.
You think he was like, hey, maybe we should do these competitions. Maybe you put on that outfit and then you go do some competitions.
I don't know if he's...
Maybe the spin here is that this is Bill induced to begin with the whole time.
I got to tell you, if that is, that's...
We went from pathetic to him just living out his dreams.
I think we're back to the furry thing. We're just living out our kinks. 216-474-0092. Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, does adult cheerleading competitions. Charming or chotch? In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.